The inner workings of a person's social circle that tether people together can be both beautiful and layered, or complicated and painful. Local nonprofit Voices in Alliance presents their latest play, Mothers and Sons, a production that shows an intimate glimpse into the lives of four individuals and the ties that bind them together. Mothers and Sons will be performed at the Shelter Belt Theater beginning November 5th.
It's a universal theme of family, so I think that everybody in the audience will be able to connect to that theme in one way or another. It's about connection, it's about human connection, and grief and dealing with that, and how do you come out the other side.
Mothers and Sons is the latest production by Voices in Alliance, an Omaha nonprofit dedicated to celebrating LGBT+ stories through theater. Written by four-time Tony Award-winning playwright Terrence McNally, the play follows Catherine, a recent widower who travels to visit her deceased son's ex-lover, Cal, to help her cope with her grief. After losing her son Andre to AIDS 20 years prior to the play's story, it is through the influence of Cal and his family that Catherine finally begins the healing process. After the death of her husband, Catherine arrives unannounced to Cal's home and is both shocked and dismayed to learn that Cal has moved on from her son's death, a feat that she herself had never achieved. Cal has since married his husband, Will, and together the two are raising their son, Bud. Charlene Willoughby, actress performing as Catherine in the play, says that the character of Catherine spends the length of the play settling into her new life without her husband and son beside her.
Her husband had just died a few months ago, so she's alone. She comes into this home, and she is cold, and she is aloof. And then through the course of the play, in talking with Cal, and talking with Will, and definitely talking with the little boy, Bud, she starts to lose that cool aloofness, and a lot of baggage comes up.
Randall Stevens, Voices in Alliance president and producing artistic director, originally contacted Willoughby to audition for the role of Catherine. Willoughby agreed, and a few days later, she got the official news that she had been chosen to perform the role of Catherine. A departure from many of her prior roles, the sheer complexity and nuance of Catherine's role in the play drew Willoughby to the character.
She's a character that I've never had the opportunity to play before. A lot of the characters that I've played in the past have been much more easily accessible because there's a lot more of me in them, or I could pull out more of me. Catherine is, to me anyway, an entity that I'm not familiar with.
Joining Willoughby on the stage for Mothers and Sons is Justin Parsley in the role of Cal, Bowen Nowak in the role of Will, and Owen Farron in the role of Bud.
So Justin, who plays Cal, is really very sweet, and he's always got a smile on his face. And Bowen also seems to be very sweet, and he's very funny. I've had to stop several times during rehearsal to laugh at how he's portraying Will. And it's like, no, Catherine wouldn't be laughing. Char's laughing a lot, but Catherine would be laughing.
Mothers and Sons will continue through November 15th with performances from Wednesday through Saturday each week. For more information about the play Mothers and Sons or Voices in Alliance, visit viaomaha.org.
Love is not restrictive. It's boundless if you open yourself to it, if you allow yourself to feel it. And Catherine has a hard time feeling love, and she talks about that a lot, but it's possible. She opens up to the sun, to Bud, and there's warmth that comes from her in her interactions with the child. So it's possible. You just have to open yourself up to it.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.